pre-Davos poll, 70% of Italians say immigration is mostly bad. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 21, 2019. The World Economic Forum, WEF, released the results of a survey Sunday, just before its annual summit in Davos, showing that more than two-thirds of Italians consider immigration to be mostly bad for the country. The rise of populism, nationalism and protectionism are all associated with waning support for globalization, WEF declares on its website, while claiming that its new poll shows high levels of support worldwide for international collaboration, immigration, and the personal benefits from globalization. The poll, commissioned for the World Economic Forum's annual meeting 2019 and conducted in January by the Qualtrics polling firm, does in fact indicate that a strong majority of citizens of Egypt, India, and Saudi Arabia consider immigration to be net positive for the nation. The results are very different for Europe, however, which has suffered an ongoing immigration crisis going back to 2014. In Germany, support for immigration has fallen and fewer than half the population, 48%, believe that immigration is a net benefit for the country. In France, the portion is lower still and only 39% think that immigration is mostly good for the country, while 61% think it is mostly bad. In Poland, meanwhile, under a third, 33%, of the nation thinks immigration is a net benefit while 67% believe immigration is mostly bad, whereas in Italy the share of the population that believes immigration helps the country is lower still at only 30%, with 70% holding the contrary view. The WEF survey does not even bother to show the percentage of Hungarians who consider immigration a net benefit, given the generalized belief that it is not an immigrant nation. The survey was taken by more than 10,000 people in 29 countries, WEF revealed. It backs up findings of similar polls indicating declining support for immigration across Europe. Regarding the immigration question, people were asked to choose between it being mostly good or mostly bad for the nation. Last February, a sweeping poll covering all 28 European Union, EU, nations revealed pervasive concern over illegal immigration, with more than three-quarters of EU citizens saying that Europe's external borders should be more tightly controlled. The survey, conducted by the Szabad Beg Foundation's Project 28, sampled 1,000 adult citizens from each of the 28 EU countries and found a remarkable consistency of thought regarding the dangers of unchecked immigration. Europeans also expressed anxiety over the prospect of African migrants arriving en masse into Europe over the next decade, with 68% of those surveyed saying they either strongly fear or moderately fear such a scenario. The perception of migration has also changed, as a majority of Europeans are now convinced that most migrants are attracted to Europe by pull factors such as the EU's economy and social benefits. Last month, a similar poll conducted in France showed that the French people believe that immigration harms the economy, national cohesion, and national security. In general, 58% of French people said that the net effects of immigration are negative, a figure echoed in questions on specific spheres of national life such as the economy and national identity. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.